Peace River MLA, Dan Williams, thank you very much for stopping by. Thank you very much for having me here in your office. First of all, I guess just get your comments on the fact that we have a new leader in the province, and that would be Danielle Smith.
We do. New leader of the United Conservative Party, and sworn in just this week as the Premier of Alberta. I'm very optimistic and excited that there will be an opportunity now for unity within Alberta moving forward. I think it's very clear that the United Conservative membership has spoken. They've made their decision. They're moving forward with Danielle Smith as leader, and I'm 100% behind working towards a united Conservative Party for United Alberta, so that we understand that there's a risk if we going forward end up with socialist government. We've seen what that's done before to Alberta, and we've come through what has been between COVID and the devastating policies of the NDP. Peace River's had a difficult 6 years, but we're seeing an optimism and an energy now, in spite of the difficulties of inflation and the cost of living crisis that is coming on because of Justin Trudeau's spending. We still see our resource-based economy really well situated. This is an opportunity for Albertans to say, we want leadership, we want direction, we want to see this government take care of the issues that matter to us, cost of living, access to tidewater for our pipelines, support our industry, support families.
Mm-hmm. I guess specifically, Mr. MLA, what does Danielle Smith, being the leader now, bring to the Peace Region? And I guess, yeah, the Peace Region itself in northwestern Alberta.
I think what you're going to see are two things. One, you're going to see a definite focus on rural Alberta. And we're lucky that we've had a lot of good projects come to our constituency and a focus generally on rural up to now, but we're going to see that continue on under Premier Smith, and I think that's going to be a huge benefit. We know in the north that the beating heart of downtown Calgary's towers are the oil and gas fields in northern Alberta. They're the forestry cut blocks across northern Alberta. It's the agriculture and the value added that they provide, not just in the growing, but the processing as well, that really are what drive Alberta's economy. And globally, all three of these products are in massive demand. They're going to continue to be as time goes on. Because of a lot of factors outside of our control, we're going to continue to see growth. So I think that focusing on rural, on our infrastructure, focusing on rural, developing strong communities and supporting rural Alberta families is the heart and I think the key to a lot of prosperity in Alberta's future. And as a representative of a largely rural riding, even towns like Peace River, there's not a single family that doesn't have a connection outside of the town itself. It's a rural town. So I think that there's a lot of value that we can be adding to all of Alberta because we're going to focus. That's one thing we'll see. And the other we'll see in this government is a doubling down on the policies that worked. We are the only government that's come through COVID with a balanced budget. We're the only government that was smart through this to try and continue to focus on economic growth, focus on resource development, focus on the things that are Alberta's strengths. And so I think that we're going to see more and more of those smart policies that have led us to the spot where we're on the sort of the cusp of this economic boom that's happening. There are going to be challenges. We're going to have to deal with a labor shortage, which is already coming up. We hear it all the time. And of course, we're going to have the cost of living crunch that we need to make sure government steps in and does something serious to try and help folks. And that's something I'm going to be pushing for going forward.
Oil and gas is what I consider the lifeblood, of course, of Alberta, but also, especially with Small Business Week coming up this week and next, what do you think this government is going to do under the new leadership with the fact that small business is also needing to thrive as well, especially with, as I say, Small Business Week being next week?
Small and medium-sized businesses, or SEMs, that's a technical term that folks use for it, I think truly are the most important institutions in our societies. And it's through those small and medium-sized businesses that most people earn a living, whether they're employees or employers in those businesses. And it really is, to my mind, the most important thing that I need to focus on as a representative. And that's not to say the large industry that comes in, these internationals, they're not important to us. But I'm telling you, No one gives back to our community the way small and medium businesses do. One's owned locally, operated locally. They give back to all sorts of not-for-profits, charities, and causes, whether it be a swimming team or an important donation to help with healthcare delivery in our hospitals. Those are the kind of people that I think make the heart of the community so important. So I'm going to be focusing a lot on that in this upcoming week, and I think that we're going to see as time goes on, the differences between policies that help small businesses and what we've seen in previous governments where they get hurt by it.
One more question I have for you, Mr. MLA. I'm thinking that things have gotten backed up a little bit with the Peace River Bridge project. What do you think is the government's focus under the new leadership, and from yourself as well, being from Peace River, what do you think the focus is now that unfortunately the bridge project has gotten backed up, but it wants to move forward and it wants to finish?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's a priority to make sure that it does keep moving forward. And of course, there are always logistical concerns, but I have every confidence in Alberta Transportation and the contractors that we have. We've been working with for a long time, many of them the same contractors that built the bridge, the new bridge. So I'm very, very optimistic that we're going to be getting there very soon.
They said fall of 2022 it would be finished. Do you think it's going to be finished sooner rather than later? What do you think? Because a lot of people are asking, you know, when is all this stuff coming?
Yeah. So a lot of the question is around supply chains when mm-hmm. it comes to access to a lot of these products, particularly steel. So as much as I think everything within our control of our contractors and Alberta Transportation, we're doing to get done. And of course, there are going to be considerations when it comes to, you know, supply chain getting access to those materials. And if they're just not available, they're not available. So I'm happy to get back to you soon. And as soon as I get an update, let's consider a date and I'll be updating you guys at KIXFM.
I do appreciate it. Peace River MLA, Dan Williams. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.